It's time for Freak's Pick. It's the key game, matchup, or event to look out for in sports this weekend.
Of course, with our golf challenge, you know, we're looking forward to golf a lot of times going into the weekend. So this is part of Freak's Pick quite a bit. And, Matt, I'm going to let you update us on what's going on at the John Deere Classic
and
right now.
And, Joe, before I do that, speaking of the new Jay-Z album, now that was Rihanna and Jay-Z, right? Are you going to get some new intro music on the new album?
Have you heard that? A little Jay-Z action about
Not that there's anything wrong with what you got, but, you know, you're going to go a little new Jay-Z on it?
I may have to mix it up a little bit.
Magna Carta, Holy Grail?
Yeah, I may have to mix it up a little bit.
Is he the best ever?
Jay-Z?
He says he is, huh?
I'm still going to go with Pac, man.
Yeah.
I'm going Snoop. Snoop is my favorite.
Snoop-a-loop?
Oh, he's not, and not Snoop Lion, you know.
Snoop Lion.
Bring your green hat.
But here we go. Steve Stricker, Trey's pick, 4-under today. So he's through 11, 8-under on the tournament. Charlie Hoffman's even through 9, making the turn 1-under. Cuts at 3-under. Keegan Bradley's 1-under through 10. Those are our guys. But Patrick Reed's in the clubhouse at 12-under. Matt Jones from Australia
shot a
6-under today. Should have took him 11-under.
He's been hot lately.
Yes, he has. And then did you have the Arkansas golfers?
I do. Ken Duke, Bryce Mulder, how about this? Both of them sitting at 6-under, tied for 21st.
They might get to play together on Saturday.
How cool would that be?
And that helps as golfers. And Trey, I tell you this, but when you're comfortable, when you're playing with somebody from your state, somebody that you know that maybe you have a relationship with, usually you play better.
Ooh, okay. That'd be fun to see them both rise up the leaderboard this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
All right, for the John Deere Classic, you can watch until 5 o'clock today on the Golf Channel. And then tomorrow and Sunday, the Golf Channel, 12 to 1:30 p.m., and then 2 to 5 on CBS on both days. And then I'll give you a little Major League Baseball going into the weekend.
All right.
Yeah, All-Star break is coming up. But a couple of teams at the top of their division, Texas Rangers taking on the Detroit Tigers.
That'll be a good one.
Yeah, and that's TBS, and it's going to be 12 o'clock on Sunday. And then later on that night, a team that's at the top of the division and a team that's usually at the bottom of the division, but it's a big-time rivalry in baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals, Chicago Cubs, and that's ESPN 7 o'clock on Sunday night.
Cubs, go ahead.
I was going to say, how did the Cardinals do it? You know, they get rid of Pujols. They didn't want to pay him more money, but it just seems year in, year out, they always have one of the best teams in baseball.
Good.
Without that, really, that superstar.
I mean,
right,
good
now.
Management, and I think a solid roster.
Farm system.
Yes,
like
farm good system. Farm system. They have depth throughout their farm system.
Could you ever see the NFL having a farm system, even if you had 8-12 teams or something?
I wish, man. You know what? I want spring football again. I want them to bring it back. Satisfy that thirst that we have to go through this long offseason and just give us some spring football and let those guys who maybe perform well, maybe have a better shot in a training camp, bring them up and let them have an opportunity. You don't have to pay them big money because these are guys going for
a shot.
They want
to give them a chance. And they tried it in Europe, but I think if they did it in America, it might last. And you see a lot more in the NBA with this summer league.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yep.
being televised a lot more than, you know, 10 years ago. You didn't really
see
anything.
You didn't know
anything.
About it. Yeah, they have the outlets to do it now with all the networks.
Yeah, and there's been some talk about bringing the USFL back. And there's the UFL that's out there. But, Matt, we've talked about it before. What these leagues need is the NFL backing them.
Yes.
And then that's when they'll make it.
They don't have the money to. Yeah, you're right.
And not in the fall. College football and the NFL dominate. This needs to be a spring sport.
Yeah.
I mean, right after football season, even make everybody wait a month so we can remember how much we've missed football. But not more than that. I mean, after a month after football season, it gets depressing.
And the thing is, most teams have 8 guys on their practice roster.
Mm-hmm.
If you can send them to certain teams where they're playing and getting it to develop instead of sitting at home with the players that are already made the team, maybe gives you a better product and a better chance to make the team.
Yep.
Okay, and the actual Freak's Pick here is the Camping World RV Sales 301. You guys have any idea what that is?
No clue.
It's NASCAR. It's
all right.
Yeah, it's at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway in Loudoun, New Hampshire, and that's Sunday, 12 o'clock on TNT. And your top five going into the race, Jimmy Johnson,
of
Clint
course.
Bowyer, Carl Edwards, Kevin Harvick, and Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Wow, Jr. in the mix. He's had a pretty good season. You know, he has these winless streaks where he can't
he
get the win.
He hasn't won this year, has
no,
he? But
no.
He's still in the top five?
Yes. He has some solid finishes to keep him in the points race year after year.
What about your girl, Danica? She in the race?
Let me see.
I wonder because she was the pole. Was it the Daytona 500?
Yeah, she won the pole. Start the season.
She actually led a lap, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wonder if she slipped back, and we had some people call in because we had a question that day, is she a top 50 driver in the world?
Wow.
And people were saying no.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that.
You know, because you look at the NASCAR and how tough it is to actually be a driver. She's set the bar high for women, though.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Right.
Definitely. There's no question. I don't know.
I don't know enough about NASCAR to know if she's a top 50 driver, though.
The fact that she competes every weekend and has put together at least a few finishes, I don't know about top 50, but I got to give her credit for at least being there competing every weekend with the guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and that's what I would think she is in the race because she does compete every weekend.
Yeah.
She's a
yeah.
full-time driver.